This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The 19th G20 summit has ended with President Lula da Silva handing over the presidency to President of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa. In his closing address, President Lula talked about various initiatives taken under Brazil's presidency. The initiatives are launching of global alliance against hunger and poverty and starting an unprecedented debate on taxing, bringing climate change on the agenda of finance ministries and central banks, and approving the first multilateral document on the bioeconomy. A call to action for reforms to make global governance more effective and representative, and engaging in a dialogue with society through the G20 social is also one of the initiatives. After attending the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a three-day visit to Guyana. The visit is the first by an Indian Prime Minister since 1968. Mr. Modi will hold discussions with President of Guyana, Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali, at Georgetown. The Prime Minister will also participate in the second CARICOM India Summit and hold meetings with leaders of CARICOM member countries to further enhance India's long-standing friendship with the region. Prime Minister will also address the Parliament of Guyana, is also scheduled to address a gathering of the Indian diaspora during the visit. All preparations are in place for voting for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra today. In Jharkhand, voting will be held for the second and final phase for 38 constituencies in 12 districts. Polling will begin at 7 in the morning and will conclude at 5 p.m. Barring some sensitive polling stations, where voting will conclude at 4 p.m. 528 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Jharkhand's Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar has urged voters to cast their ballots without fear. In Maharashtra, elections for all 288 seats are being held in a single phase. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 p.m. A total of 4,136 candidates are in the fray, including 2,086 independent contenders. Maharashtra Chief Electoral Officer S. Jokalingam said around 5 lakh polling personnel will be managing 1,427 polling stations in the state. By-elections will also be held for parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra and 15 assembly seats spread over 4 states, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Kerala and Uttarakhand. Counting of votes for all states will be taken up on Saturday. The BJP has accused Maharashtra Congress President Nana Patole and NCP-SP leader Supriya Sule of possible links to illegal trade in bitcoins. Briefing media in New Delhi tonight, party spokesperson Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi referred to media reports and audio files on the issue. The party during the briefing played purported voice notes Mr. Patole and Ms. Sule to allege attempts to encash bitcoins to influence Maharashtra elections. Mr. Trivedi claimed that it poses a serious question on the conduct of polls in a free and fair manner. He said the development has exposed the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi MVA and sought replies from the Congress and NCP on the matter. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, will begin in Goa today. The grand event will continue till 28th of this month. Goa Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant visited Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Stadium to oversee the preparations yesterday. Speaking to Akashwani News, Mr. Sawant said all preparations have been completed and the inaugural ceremony. Talking to AIR News, Secretary Information and Broadcasting, Sanjay Jaju said many new things have been added to this year's IFFI and it is dedicated to young filmmakers. He said 100 young talents will show creativity in Creative Minds of Tomorrow platform. Mr. Jaju said over 400 films from 100 countries will be shown this year. Around 1,000 new general coaches will be added to more than 370 trains by end of this month to ensure smooth travel for the passengers. Talking to the media in New Delhi yesterday, Executive Director of Information Publicity in Railways Board, Dilip Kumar said that the Railways has decided to add these new coaches in all important trains. In hockey, India will take on China in the final of the Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy at Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar at 4:45 p.m. today. India are the only team in the tournament with an unblemished record, remaining undefeated so far. They won all their pool stage matches and secured a 2-0 victory over Japan in the semi-final to book their spot in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.